It's obviously a huge relief to myself and all the Canvas team who put in a gargantuan amount of work over the last 2 months, so it's fantastic to finally get that wee bit of relief and get over the line.
There was a loss of some votes, but at the end of the day you've been elected and you will continue now to serve the people of the Eastern Order Lifford Municipal District.
I think the vote that I got 5 years ago was over 1900, and that was too large anyway, and part of the strategy that we had was to try and sort of have a bit of a realignment in that vote that I had the last time, and around about 1400-1500 was what I was aiming for, so I've gone almost 1600 votes, so I'm very happy with that. Like, there's, you know, you can't really say much wrong with getting nearly 1600 votes in a local election, so happy out, I think.
And you've been active in many campaigns, such as targeting cross-border crime and getting flood mitigation works carried out, and this is something you will commit to carry on?
Absolutely. I mean, the job of a local councillor is to represent the area that they're standing for. And I think, you know, we've got a lot of issues in Stranorder, but obviously I think over the last 5 years, the six councillors that were sitting there, we've all polled very well in this local election, and I think that stands to the work that we've done over the last 5 years, and we've all worked very well, and we've said that so often. All six of us in the old Stranorder Municipal District, we all went in to the municipal district meetings working as a team. We were all working for the betterment of the people of this area here, and I think that's the reason why we've all pulled well, and all those issues that we have locally, such as the flooding, such as the future of our hospitals, cross-border crime, etc. It's something that we've all again worked collectively on over the last 5 years, and we were successful in getting that funding from the CFRAMS project, which is hopefully going to help Castlefin, Lifford, and there's a wee bit of money here for the Twin Towns as well.